Thoughts on Jude. Jude 13. Unstable. We're still looking at Jude's estimation, his appreciation, if you'll ask the right word, is the way he sets out the character and the attitude of these false teachers. And the word today is unstable. We've seen it hinted already in verse 12. These men are blemishes at your love feast, eating with you without the slightest qualm, shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown along by the wind. There's the instability. Autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, dead, twice dead. Now we come to 13. They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars, for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. Jude 13. Now, you remember, it's a very important point to bear in mind. Jude is not talking about something out there, away from us. It's not our concern. He's dealing with real people, real issues, real problems, real teachers, real men in the churches, the ecclesia of the day. The New Testament is not taken up with, as it were, pipe dreams, some hypothetical or academic interest. It's down to earth, real and practical. It wants things sorted. Now, what do we know about these teachers here? In addition to what we've seen already, and it's a terrible catalogue we've been given already. Well, what would you say about this? What would you say about this teachers who are described as wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars, and so on? How would you describe them? Well, there's plenty of flash in there. There's plenty of noise. There's plenty of spark. There's plenty of show. There's plenty of din. But it's absolutely unreliable. Here are these waves crashing about all over the place. Here are these meteors or whatever they are, these heavenly bodies flashing across the sky on no fixed course, just randomly wandering about, crashing here, crashing there, shooting stars across the sky. There's no guidance in these men. You can't rely upon these men. When Churchill was lost in the Sudan, I think when he was lost in South Africa, Winston Churchill, he used the stars. He could look by the stars and he knew which way to travel and so on. The stars are reliable, but these are wandering stars, wandering whatever they are, lumps of rock. The teaching here is plain. These teachers are unreliable. They're producing shame. They're foaming up their shame. What a graphic description Jude gives here. They're wandering stars. And there's no reliability in them at all. My friend, if we stray from Scripture, if we add to Scripture, if we impose our systems upon Scripture, we're walking in the steps of these men. We're on the path that leads to this. If we stray from Scripture, we end up in a random, unstable, I don't know how to describe it, a dreadful condition. We're lost, wandering all over the place. Beware of anything other than Scripture. Beware of teachers that add to Scripture, that detract from Scripture, that play down Scripture, or whatever it might be. Get your mind fixed upon the Scripture and pay attention to it. Hold attention. These wild men are about foaming, spouting, terrible teaching. They're lost. 2 Peter 2 tells us the same. And they cause others to be lost. They're lost themselves. They're slaves, says Peter. They promise liberty, but they're in slavery themselves. Well, my friend, whatever this is for you, wherever this applies, however this applies, I'm urging myself and I'm urging you, be aware of this problem. Be awake to this problem. Tread carefully. Be discerning. Remember, this is not an academic subject. This is not a chess game. This is stark, stark reality. Such men are about. Beware of them. And what is more, Contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered, once entrusted to the saints. Let us be men and women who stand for the truth of Christ.